You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. It is 13 minutes past 4, and it's time for us to focus on things education. In the studio with me are two ladies, one of whom has been here often, and the other one, it's the first time I've seen her, I think. Her name is Lourdes, is that right? Lourdes Daisel. And then, of course, there is Marley, who is with Capella House. I think both of you are with Capella House.
That's right.
And you're going to talk about...
We will be talking about general mental health awareness.
Okay.
And speaking to a specific campaign that's been rolled out.
Very cool.
This month. Yeah.
Give it horns.
Yes, wonderful. So can I dig in?
No, you can wait 5 minutes while I play another song and, you know, just talk some general rubbish in between.
There we go. Okay, so it's lovely to be in this space again. And so today, ideally, it was my guest was going to be Jana Krishma, and she's the owner of Earth Child that started this amazing campaign of it's called the Take 5 campaign. And it is in relation to 5 minutes of meditation. And the idea was to roll it out at schools. And so because in the absence of Jana today, because Jana is not well today, I thought to invite one of our staff members, who's Lourdes, because we adopted this idea of 5 minute meditation within our school. And so the focus really will be for Lourdes to share because, you know, as a school, we do many different things to support children to self-regulate, to have a focus of how they start the day through mindfulness. We've got many methods of how we do that. But this particular one that we've decided to take on, I really want Lourdes to share what distinct difference is there with this 5 minute meditation. And then I would love for Jana to come for our next slot in October to really come and share why did she decided to take on to start this campaign. So Lourdes, can you share with the listeners, especially in the, you know, under the frame of mental health awareness in general, this month and next month, what was your experience taking on the Take 5 meditation within the school?
Yes, Marley. So as you mentioned, it's very much part of our school and the way we function and the way we live to think of the whole child. We've got lots of other things also always running, supporting that aspect. So it wasn't something new when Jana approached us and asked if we would be interested to join in the campaign. It was very early days, and at that stage, it was just a few people that started signing up. So just to give maybe a little bit more context is that it was a drive for September, for the month of September, and it's open to anybody that would like to participate. Schools, police stations, anybody. Mm-hmm. So, and then the idea is that, for 5 minutes, you sit, you become still, you meditate. And I actually asked her because, I'm very fortunate that she's been in our preschool community school community for 5 years now. So we've got a lovely long-standing relationship. And at one stage, I was fortunate enough to ask her, wow, this is amazing, and I think it's wonderful, this initiative. And she spoke to me about what inspired it and recent studies that's been done for meditation for peace and the results that came from that. Mm-hmm. Really wonderful. And as you know, Molly, mm-hmm. I'm always game for sports for game mm-hmm. and game for sports. So I said yes. And so the wonderfulness was the first one we did, it worked out perfectly because it was Monday, the 2nd of September, and it was also the day of our school, big school share social. And in line with that, it was just a lovely moment with the busyness of the day awaiting us to become calm and to experience it together as a school for the first time. And then what made it even better was as I looked and I was now explaining to the community what we are embarking on, I looked and Jana was sitting there with her child and her children. So I grabbed the moment and I asked her to come up and just speak to the children and the parents about what's happening, what are we doing, what's the drive, also the amount of the people that's interested in just participating in this movement. And then the wonderfulness of it is it's in so many different languages. So we've been doing it now since the beginning of September. And what's also been wonderful is how the team of people have been at Earth Child have been adapting to the need. So initially the recordings weren't so child-friendly, especially preschool-friendly, if I can say that. And how they, like, literally in that same week, they made a different recording that's more preschool-friendly. So what we've been doing now as a preschool is we listening to the different – we started with the English meditation. And what's wonderful about it is, well, maybe it's my lack of knowledge, but when I think of meditation, I think of – having to calm down my brain and not think of anything. And that's really difficult for me. So what's wonderful about this literally 5 minutes of becoming still is that there's these wonderful voices in different languages that speaks you through it all, the breathing, the calming down of your body, from your head all the way to your toes. And we've really seen the difference in the preschoolers. We've done it on days where we would go on an outing, so the energy coming to school is already like bouncing off the wall. And so then in that moment we said, okay, let's start the day with take five. And then we'll start the day, and it just really takes that notch off, grounds everybody, and then we can carry on with the day. It's also – oh, sorry, Molly. Yes.
No, it's fine. I think can you also share, like, what was your experience regarding the different languages? Because I think that's also one of the things that made it. I think the whole idea was to make it available as to many different local languages. So that it is available for everybody. And what your experience have been thus far regarding the different languages, how children are starting to engage around the different languages also.
So that was we as a team wanted to introduce all the languages as it's the way we function in preschool anyway. We've got a lot of different cultures, so we're always looking for to introduce and discover different languages, counting or singing. So this was a lovely another platform that we could do that. So initially we started just with the English recording, so that the children can just get used to the actual the routine or the way in which they are going down and going through the body. And then as of last week, the end of last week, we started exploring with the different languages, also languages that we've been exploring in class, like Afrikaans and isiXhosa. So, and it was so interesting because this morning, yesterday we did the Afrikaans one. And then this morning, we did the isiXhosa one. And at the end, I actually took a moment and I said to the children that it's so wonderful to see, even though they don't understand all the words that's being spoken, they are realizing that now is a moment to have a quiet body and a quiet mind. And also the eagerness that they show to explore the different languages within this context.
And I'm just thinking now, Ludis, would you say, because you know the norm out there is to say, like, we don't have time for quiet time. Our days is very busy. Jana came up with this idea of 5 minutes, 5 minutes in a day. And so can you see the possibility even for, like, in this context of a school to start your day as a staff, Ludis, can you see the value of that also?
Absolutely, Molly. It's something I wanted to speak to as well is, I think it's it's a awareness that is out there in the world that teachers have a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever something new is brought forward or something new needs to be tried, there's not always like a open arm
yes.
approach.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been lovely to see how the staff has taken this on. Because of the realization that it is actually just 5 minutes. And whether you want to start your day or end your day or come back from a break mm-hmm. and everyone and then just have that 5 minutes, it's really been lovely how to see how everyone took it on and how it's been evolving in its own way in the different spaces in school.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. It's really, my understanding is also there was examples of one of the other teachers that they also wanted to share. How they've experienced it, bringing it into their classes?
Yes. So the general feeling, and especially with the younger grades as well as the older grades, it's also interesting to see how each child on a different developmental level is making use of this wonderful tool, and how the children are embracing it. And it's being shared by amongst the staff, and that in itself is encouraging the other staff to partake in it mm-hmm. and to mm-hmm. be part of it mm-hmm. in their classes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I was just thinking now that I think the idea is to have something available where everybody can participate. Because sometimes we, what is the word? We like to do things separate. You know, something just for children or something just for teachers. Mm. But actually, this 5 minute meditation is actually where everybody can come together. Mm. So can you imagine even within a family structure that you can also do it together as a family because it is just 5 minutes and literally switch it on and somebody take you through a process of 5 minutes. Mm. Yeah.
And it's also been wonderful speaking to that, how easy they have made it and accessible yeah. they've made it, not only language wise, but always also the different platforms. So there's a plain MP4 one that you can just use. That's the one we've been using because it's so easy to access.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on Spotify. You can use Apple devices. There's really no excuse not to take that 5 minutes.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Richard, you got any thoughts that you want to share? Because I'm just thinking now, what will that 5 minutes look like in a studio? It's like 5 minutes for meditation. I'm just thinking out loud now.
5 minutes of silence is not exactly something we strive for on a radio station.
But maybe before.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. So I'm trying to understand this concept, and I'm not confused about it. So this is not just restricted to your school and not restricted to the value. This is quite a big movement.
Mm.
And from the research that I've done and looked at, there are amazing tools. You say there are audio tracks, but there's also an app.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an app and a WhatsApp group and the whole thing. So what you're basically saying to me is that Jana, is it the same Jana that was in you the other day?
No, that's a different one.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm. All right. So this is a concept that has been rolled out, Earth Child project that is called Take Five, and it's gone out nationally or internationally.
Yes. Nationally.
Yes.
All right. And what they're asking people to do is just be silent or be calm and listen to those meditations in those various languages before they either start their day or maybe it's at the end of their day when they want to calm down or at the end of a busy day or whatever the case may be. And they can use an app for that or they can use any audio device, as you say. Mm. But what you've done is adopted for your school.
Mm.
Okay. And you're using this as a start to the day.
Mm.
So when you do that, is it like, it's going to sound weird, like a bell rings and everybody starts or somebody snaps their fingers and says, okay, there it goes, or the audio starts to play and everybody throughout the school is quiet all at the same time?
So the teachers have been encouraged to do it in their own way and at times that works for them.
Mm.
In our specific space, which is the preschool space, we would prep, like now that it's summer and the sun is out, we'll put the mats out, we'll put a speaker out, and then we will ring with a tambourine for the children to come and sit on the mat or find a space on the mat. They can choose how their body needs to look like. And then they actually by now they know that it's take five times. They would ask, are we doing take five? And then we'll just calm down a little bit and then we'll start the day like that and then go to our different spaces.
Mm. And then go off to different, okay. Now, we know what little ones are like. We're doing a series of stories written by Jenny Stone at the moment that Jenna Fish is reading out on. This week's story or this week's book is about Sibo discovering the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to be kids within that that are not going to be able to be as quiet and calm as others possibly. Mm-hmm. How do you cope with that? Mm-hmm. And are there disruptions on that front? And how do you deal with that? So you've got children who – well, not all children are the same.
Yes.
So now you've got, I don't know how many kids, let's say 20.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to be at different levels of
– calmness.
Calmness or agitation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And some of them may be – on the spectrum. And for them this will be a foreign concept of sit still and keep quiet and listen to some. How do you as a teacher cope with that, or how does an educator cope with that?
So I think yes, it's not a matter of we click and everybody freezes and here we go into meditation mode,
but I also think that's not the intention of the program, of the campaign, that that needs to happen.
And I was thinking, listening to your question now, Richard, I was thinking of our conversation earlier, Molly, about how it links in with all the other things that we also run at Kapala House, the sea learning and all of that. Because you're always coming from a space where you're inviting children.
Yeah.
Even when we are doing work in class, you've got very specific language using to make a child feel like they're invited and want to participate in this. And, I mean, even as adults, if someone says to you, go drink water, then would you like a glass of water? That concept. And that's how we approach everything that we do, even this new tool that we're using. So we're inviting children. First of all, they have a choice in what their bodies are going to look like. Do I want to sit? Do I want to lie down on my tummy, my back, my side? That already gives a child a sense of power because I've got a choice. Then they also have a choice whether they want to close their eyes, just stare down, look at the clouds. That already, once again, like you must do this, you must close your eyes. So that already also gives them that And then with all those scaffolding in place, by the time we get to the actual sound clip, it just happens. And then you are, I think, also the fortunate thing is knowing children and knowing their level of calm and looking at a child that might be on the spectrum or might need to move their body all the time, but still looking at them and realizing, but they are listening. They are within the moment in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in some classes I've noticed the other day, some children are lying under the table. Some is on top of the table. Some is on the carpet. So like Ludis is saying, it's really phenomenal to see how children also are getting in tune with their own body need. You know, like what works best for them. So it's very possible.
Yeah, I would think that the younger the child is, the greater the challenge is to get them to participate in this. Because an older child is a little bit more intellectually advanced and you can rationalize the whole process with them and say to them, listen, if you really just want to sit there, just don't disturb the other kids while they're doing this, and they'll probably get it.
Yes.
But with the little ones, it's like their world is their world. Mm. And sometimes it is the younger the child is, the more selfish they are about their world. Mm. Now, I was just wondering how you overcome that challenge, but you've clearly answered that one.
Yeah. And I think it's also a general agreement with us, even specifically now pertaining to the younger preschoolers. Whether you're asking someone for a hug, whether you're asking to sit next to someone, you always come from a place of a kindness hat and also like, is it okay with you? So even in that, we have that agreement of we respecting each other's space now. Maybe Mary wants to close her eyes and Peter needs to bounce a little bit. Bali's listening to the meditation, but they're doing it in their own way and we're respecting that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I think it will be really lovely for Jana to come in and really come and talk a little bit more about how it all came together, And what is the forward thinking regarding this campaign also, Richard?
All right, I want to ask. Okay, yeah. I get that and I understand. What I want to ask now is, you've been doing this now for how long?
Since the beginning of September.
What outcomes are you seeing from it? Are you seeing differences in children? Anything radical? Was it gradual? What outcomes are you seeing?
Well, initially, I could clearly see like that shift. Like I said to Molly earlier, that mornings when we're going on outings and things, and the energy is just through the roof.
Mm.
We have that 5 minutes, and it just really brings everybody back into the room. So that was the initial experience. And as the time is going on now, I can see them actually being in the moment and having that. It's like when that sound starts, they know what's happening now, and they are, it's now time for that. Almost like you said, like it's, that click that you spoke of earlier is actually happening in their brains and in their bodies by just hearing that sound clip.
No, but by then you've prepped them for it and you've got them into, okay, all right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Molly, are you doing this with your staff?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask Rodice to speak a little bit, because I wasn't at school the day when we had the whole school community, including parents and children and staff doing it.
All together.
Outside together. And from the pictures, energetically, it was quite something to see. So maybe you want to speak to that also, Rodice.
It was quite something, Molly, because it was the first time we were doing it. There were parents, there were staff. But the feeling that I got, because I was sort of meditating, but I was also holding the space because it was now, and curious because it was the first time for the school community to do it. And, it was like people have been doing it for years, and also to see the parents like stepping into it and sitting down and lying down and just really going into that moment, and the children. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what a wonderful way to start your day.
Absolutely.
And I think also, Richard, I'm just thinking in the context of us again, we start our morning as a staff with a 15-minute check-in before we go into our different classes. So what a wonderful space for 5 minutes to start your day together as a staff meditating in one place, basically, because it really grounds you as a staff in one space. Because we've done it in the past, and so now we want to do it now, this 5 minute one. Because I think there's really this understanding of like, there is just not enough time for things to do things that are sort of matter. Because we're so busy ticking the boxes, and just to bring ourselves back to ourselves, and like Jana is saying, 5 minutes is the trick. It literally takes 5 minutes to do it. I'm Richard.
These meditations, is it somebody speaking? What is it? Music? What is it?
So that is what supports, for instance, personally myself a lot, the fact that it's someone speaking. Mm-hmm. So the English one is actually Poliswa from Freshly Ground.
Okay.
Such a soothing voice. And then she literally just speaks through your breathing, speaks through your body. Even the way, my favorite part is when she says, if thoughts come into your mind, it's okay. And that's exactly how she said, it's okay. It's beautifully done in all the different languages.
All right. For if anybody wants to find out more, folks, I can tell you that there is a website called earthchildproject.org, and you can go and check it out. They've got a lot on there apart from this, but there is the segment that is dedicated to Take 5. A moment for peace and movement for change. It is these 5 minute audio meditations. And as I said, there is an app. So if you want to do this on your own at home, we've got this app. I read very quickly. It sounds like there's a WhatsApp group and people can get together and do it at the same time in different places. And I think it's quite revolutionary and certainly not something that I would have seen at school, you know.
And Jana would really like to use that time next month to really come and share the impact nationally, because they're also collecting data from different schools.
And
how
police,
many schools
police
again,
stations
was participating, Ludis?
Thousands.
And a variety of schools, and so they're collecting data where they can get a sense of how did it bring a change within your school environment, basically. Yeah.
Or work environment.
Or work environment, yes.
And it's all free of charge.
Yeah.
Okay. So go check that website out, folks. I think that it is. Are any other schools in the area doing that you know of?
I know there's quite a few schools in the southern suburbs doing it. I'm not so aware that there's schools in the close facility doing it. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe they'll get on board after they hear this and open it up to this. Yep. Mm. You can open it up to your staff. You can open it up to everybody.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you very much for offering the space again. Yes, and let's see. And I'm looking forward to have Jana next month.
I'd be interested to know what data she's collected and what the measurement factors are.
Beautiful. Yes, yeah, exactly. You know, that will be the focus.
I don't know, as a teacher, how are you measuring the success or failure? Mm. But she must be – I'd love to know what her data points are.
That's
Yeah. Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much. Lovely meeting you, Ludies. I think I met you at the initial meeting. Yeah. lovely seeing you again. Yeah. And always good to see Marley. Thank you very much. We'll put the podcast up and we will put a link to Earth. Is that okay if I put a link to Earth Child?
Yes, wonderful.
On there and people can go and check it out.
Thank you, Richard.
You're very, very welcome. Richard. Thanks for coming in, ladies. And we'll see you again next month.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Be quiet.